Hi, folks, and welcome back. Today I have a story for you that is quite possibly one of the most disturbing things I think I've ever had to look at, watch, read, or report to anybody in a very, very, very long time. There's actually a website out there, and this shouldn't come as a surprise to any of us, but it's called antiwar.com. You know, First Amendment, freedom of speech, I'm all for it. I have no problem with it. I believe that if you have an opinion, you should be allowed to voice it, providing the fact that it makes sense and isn't complete garbage. The website today has an article about Al Jazeera. Now, when anybody I know thinks about Al Jazeera, even hears the word Al Jazeera, the first thing that I know comes to my mind and comes to the minds of a lot of normal-minded American people is mouthpiece for fanatical Islam. It's just a fact. The things they run, what they show, what they say, makes them a mouthpiece for the outskirts of the Islamic belief. And it's just a fact of life. And when I read this article, the article is called Al Jazeera and the Truth, I figured it was, you know, at least going to point out the fact that there was some small flaw, you know, with Al Jazeera. This article, its sole purpose is to maintain the fact that Al Jazeera tells the truth 100% of the time. They say that when the Israelis make a tactical military strike and children are killed, that they show the grieving families because that's really what happens. Regardless of how many terrorists were killed, if one child was killed, they'll show that child's grieving family, not report that terrorists were killed, and just play the Israelis off as the evil Jewish devils. And it doesn't even stop there. I was hoping that would be their only example, but it's not. It's completely ridiculous. They maintain that this is truth, that this presents to the people watching it truth. This is absolute garbage. There's no way what they're portraying is truth. They portray the insurgents killing our troops as heroes. And even if you look at it from the perspective of a person living there, we replaced a government that killed innocent people for no reason at all sometimes. Sometimes there was absolutely no reason. Sometimes it was a religious difference. Sometimes it was a political difference. These were heinous people doing heinous things to their people and threatening the rest of the world. Now, I'm not here to get into why we went in. The fact that we went in, the conditions around that, that's not what I'm here to talk about. What I'm here to talk about is this article. The fact that they can say that Al Jazeera tells the truth and is an honest news source is garbage. It's propaganda, it's a mouthpiece, and it's absolutely ridiculous. These are the same types of people who jump all over Pat Robertson on the 700 Club as being a mouthpiece for the conservative right. So if what they're going to say, if Pat Robertson is a mouthpiece for the conservative right, then Al Jazeera is damn sure a mouthpiece for fanatical, militant, radical Islam. There's no question in my mind. It's absolutely ridiculous. The article, it's about 12 paragraphs. It's a short read. But it's absolutely incredible. It's insane. I want to read you a quote here because I really think it's the last quote of the article, and I really think that it really sums up their whole view. And this is a direct quote. Quote, "I wish American politicians had never gotten us involved in the Middle East. But since they have, you deserve to know the naked truth of what's going on over there. Al Jazeera will tell you. Fox News, whose employees act as if they are on Karl Rove's payroll, won't." End quote. I don't even know how to respond to that when I read that. I actually have zero idea on what to say. I just have to drop my jaw to the floor and be flabbergasted. Because it's absolutely ridiculous. Fox News, I'm a fan of Fox News. I watch Fox News. That is my news source. Everybody always jumps on Fox News for having a conservative bias. And I can see why people could say it because I jump on CNN for having a liberal bias. The only difference is that CNN actually does have a liberal bias. Fox News, there's a conservative slant to it, because there's a slant to everything. It's impossible to portray anything without a slant. It's just not done. Fox News offers up the details, the facts as they're known to them, and then allows you to form an opinion. Al Jazeera is a propaganda mouthpiece which tells you what it wants you to think, how it wants you to feel, and what it wants you to do. They run terrorist recruitment ads on this station. And the fact that there's anybody out there who calls this true naked news is completely and utterly wrong. And I don't even think I want to stop it wrong. I want to use a stronger word, because they aren't just wrong. They're brain dead. They're brain dead, or they're just lying. There's no way this could be considered news. It's absolutely ridiculous. This we have hit a new low. The far left has, they have broken down the wall of where I thought they could stop. This is absolutely incredible. This is liberal ignorance at its absolute finest. I'm surprised the background on this webpage isn't a hammer and sickle. Maybe it just didn't load right for me, but I doubt it. So that's all I got for you today, guys. Leave me comments, feedback. I want to hear what you have to think. Thanks. You guys have a great night.